Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you're now tuning into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. If you're catching this live or catching a playback, don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, and share button. We're catching live here on Facebook, and the playback will be a premiere will be down here on YouTube, and the audio experience will be up on our podcast and platforms as well. But the thing I want to come in, I want to tell you guys today is as we look at the world of investing, as you look around the world of investing, so many people start to think about what's going on in the market, right? And as a world that continues to change, the fundamentals will stay the same. And I would tell you that it's one of my new books that I'm reading to, I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to put this link in the description box for the people that's catching this live. And the playback is going to be in the description box. And this book is called the third edition of Financial Statements, a step-by-step guide to understanding and creating financial reports. Here's a picture of it. So boom, there it is. There's a picture of it. This is my latest read, my newest read. Scoot up here so I can get to my microphone. One of my newest reads, and the reason why I'm sharing this with you guys and girls is that in a world that's constantly changing, as we look at new companies coming and going, as we look at the big companies of the world, old companies of the world, the one thing about it, business never changes. Business stays the same, ladies and gentlemen. Why is that important? When you're out there making an investment, you're looking into the investment world, and you're trying to figure out what's going on around the globe or what's the best investment to make or whatnot, the fundamentals will stay the same. And today what we're going to do, we're going to go over the top five fundamentals of financial reports. Now, first, we're going to talk about the importance of reading financial reports. I just got the phone with one of my good friends of mine, financial guy. He said, hey, Prince, you know, I'm buying a particular company, and I've been buying it for a good bit of time because it's a company that I use. I said, oh, great. So I said, so do you know anything about the company's finances? Nah, not really. I know it was a penny stock, and I made a little money. Okay, do you know how much cash it has on hand? Do you know if it's a profitable company? Is it a non-profitable company? Is it a, does it have cash on hand? Does it net a loss? Why is it netting a loss? Do you know who the competitors are? How the competitors performing? Person really didn't know, right? They're like, well, Prince, you know, I got to get better at reading financial reports. That's something I want to get better at. Why is that so important? If you understand the finances, if you know what's in the bank account, you can sleep easy at night. Let me say that again. If you understand the finances and you know what's in the bank account, you can sleep easy at night. For prime example, if I'm an investor into Apple or Microsoft, Southwest Airlines, I brought stock in that Southwest Airlines back when the government announced it was going to bail them out, right? Why did I buy stock in Southwest Airlines out of all the airlines? Because I did the finances and I only looked at the top two companies. The top two American companies in the airline industry was Southwest and Delta, right? Then I look at Delta and I say, Southwest and Delta, who has the most cash on hand? Who does a better job of managing cash? What does the cash flow statement look like? What does the income statement look like? What does the balance sheets look like? Now, as airlines start to file bankruptcy, I know the last companies to go are the big boys. You look at the Facebook, not the Facebook, look at the social media arena. The first ones is going to be able to go first. If the sector falls into a hard time, the first ones is going to go first are the companies that are at the bottom. The small guys are going to go first. The last ones are going to be the big guys just because they are big. So this is why understanding finances, knowing the debt ratio, knowing how much cash a company has, knowing how much assets the company has, what are the liabilities, how much debt is on hand of the company, how much cash is on hand of the company, what is the company investing in? Is the company borrowing a lot of money? Is it investing a lot of money? What is this cash flow from operations? These are simple, basic questions that if you know, you will become a more comfortable investor and be able to sleep at night. For prime example, I purchased Bank of America. Bank of America has been down for about a month or so in my portfolio. I sold cover calls to produce the income from that, but it was just sitting in my portfolio. Now it's doing well. Why can't I sit in a company? Why can I sit and hold a company and be confident in it? Why can I can do that? Because I know the finances. I understand it, right? How you doing, Miss Melanie? She said, good evening, sir. How you doing, Miss Melanie? Good evening. But this is the question I wanted to ask you guys and girls, understanding the finances. So Let's get straight into it. The first thing, ladies and gentlemen, the balance sheet. Understanding the balance sheet. What is the balance sheet? The balance sheet is what's in the bank account, money in the bank. It's going to tell me the assets, the total assets, the current assets, the cash on hand. It's going to tell me the total assets, the total current assets. Why are current assets important? Because guess what? When times get hard, that's when cash becomes king for a company. So it tells me how much money is in the bank. It also tells me the liabilities. I can see the long-term debt. I can see the current debt. What debt are due within a year? How much debt is due within a year? What debt is due with over a year? Long-term debt is defined by 12 months or more, right? So those are things you got to be thinking about, looking at the balance sheet, knowing what's on the balance sheet of a particular company. So having that, knowing what's inside of the balance sheet of a company. Most people that buy stocks, they don't know what's on the balance sheet of the company. Is this a good company? Is this a bad company, right? A prime example, I have things. Why did I make certain investments and I can sleep at night? Because I know the finances of that particular company. And anything can happen to anybody, but it lessens, right? So the first thing is the balance sheet. The balance sheet tells you what is on, what are the assets and the liabilities of a particular company, how much cash they have, and why is that important? Because that lets me know when things get hard, the balance sheet is going to tell me who's going to be able to make it. If you had paid attention to Hertz before it filed bankruptcy, it was a losing company for the last couple quarters of years, right? It was netting losses. It was an unprofitable company. You could have saw that, you could have compared the money they had in the bank compared to Avis, and you could have noticed, why this company don't have too much money in the bank? So that's number one, knowing the balance sheets. Let me get to some of you guys and girls' comments. What's going on, Misha? She said, knowledge is key. Yep, that's very true. Number two, you got to know how much money is coming into the company. The income statement. How much money is this company generating? The total revenue. You know, I brought penny companies and invested into penny companies because I didn't know what was going on with the company. I just thought it was a good company and I read some good reports or whatever. But when you read the company's income statement, this is going to give me the total revenue. Why is total revenue important? Because I want to know how much money you're making compared to your competitors. I don't care about your stock price. I want to know how much money you're making compared to your competitors. So for the people that's coming in live now, we're talking about the five things that stay the same. Business, the way we do business change, we're still doing the same banking structure that we did 400 years ago. The only difference is you might be doing it on your phone, you might be doing it on your computer, you might be doing it in a drive-through, but guess what? It's all the same. Checking, savings, bonds, mutual funds, income statements, balance sheets, they're all the same. The income statement tells me how much money is coming into the company. Then it almost tells me how much money is a company netting. Put it like this. The total revenue is how much when you get your paycheck. Your gross profits is after you pay your bills, right? Your net profits is after you pay your spending. I would say total revenue is your paycheck. Gross profits is how after you pay your bills. You net after you pay for all of your, your spending, gas, lights, water, your spending that are not traditionally bills, but your traditional spending. Now I can look at it. Okay, is this company, yes, they're bringing in money, but the operational expenses, are the operational expenses low? Are the operational expenses high? Where are they spending their money? Are they netting a loss? Are they netting a profit, right? When all said and done, are they netting a loss? Are they netting a profit? Now, on top of that, too, I get to see the total current assets or whatnot, what's coming out of the income statement. How much money is flowing into the company? Because the livelihood of a company is how much money is flowing in. And then when the money is flowing into the company, I want to know where that money is coming from. That's my only spooky thing about Facebook. Facebook only make money through advertising. And if advertising got tripped up for some reason, Facebook is going to be in trouble due to the fact of I've read the income statement and I know where their revenue is coming from. For prime example, Uber. Uber has three sources of revenue. Uber Eats, Uber Freights, and rides versus Lyft. They only make money through rides, right? So guess what? When everybody stopped riding in cars last quarter, when everybody stopped riding in cars, guess what? Uber saw a spike in Uber Eats. So that's why I love different sources of income, total revenue. Let me get some of you guys questions before I get in number three. How you doing, Miss LaShawn? How you doing today? So now we're going to get into number three, cash flow statement. The cash flow statement is going to give me a picture of a particular time when money is flowing in of a company and out of a company. I should, you know, I could pull some of these things up to show you, but that's probably set off to another episode. But what a cash flow statement is going to tell me, first, I'm going to be able to look at a cash flow and tell if it's netting a loss or a gain. The cash flow statement is broken down into three sections. Operating is first. Operating is telling me how is this company generating cash from its operational activities. By you doing business, how do you operate money? Number two, investments. This is where I can see where the company is investing. That's how I was able to see Uber spent like $1.3 billion buying somebody else's company or whatever. Investing. How is this company investing? Number three, finances. How's the company financing? Are they taking out a bunch of loans? Are they selling bonds? Are they buying back their stocks? What are they doing? I can tell when a company's buying back its stocks by looking at the financial section of the cash flow statement. So that's the those are the three things. Of course, everything wants to go off. We got Mr. Aku said, "What's up, Prince? What's going on? What's going on, Mr. Turner?" So now, I forgot to kind of mention it. Let's go back here for a second. The balance sheet. The balance sheet is pretty much broken down into assets, liabilities. Assets on the left, liabilities on the right, right? The cash flow is broken down into three statements: operational, investing, finance, right? Income statement is pretty much money that's coming in and the money that went out. Simple, right? Now let's go on to number four. When you look at the balance sheet, you're going to better tell how much debt does the company has. I can look at the interest expense. Why is debt important? When hard times hit, companies with a lot of debt, they go into debt management mode. When hard times hit, companies with little to no debt, they go into investing mode. Facebook has little to no debt. Guess what? They just brought G-I-P-H-Y. They brought Gipney. Why? They have little to no debt. Hard time come, they can buy somebody else. Look at the airlines. They carry a lot of debt. As soon as hard times hit, they start to try to cut people off, manage debt. I want somebody who's going to be able to expand in a downturn. And you can't expand in a downturn when your revenue starts to decrease and you have a lot of debt. When the revenue starts to decrease, you have a lot of debt. People go into debt management mode versus expansion mode. Facebook goes into expansion mode. Uber, even though they're not profitable, they ain't looking too good. They're being a little aggressive, but they go into expansion mode. Look at a Berkshire Hathaway. Those guys are going to go out. They're going to buy other companies, right, in a downtime like this. So that's number four. Okay, who was A-Key. He says pronounced A-Key, a.k.a. Proud Dad from YouTube. Oh, okay, got it. What's going on, A-Key? Nice. Glad to see you over here on Facebook. I'll be over there on YouTube in a second. But what we just went over, first, we spoke about the balance sheet for the people that's coming in. We spoke about the balance sheet, the assets, and the liabilities. This is going to tell me how much money is in the bank of the company. Number two, we went through the income statement. This is telling me money that's flowing in and the money that went out. This is going to tell me if the company, how much money the company is bringing in, how much the company is netting, and also it's going to tell me if the company is profitable, right? And also, what else can I see from the income statement? It's a bunch of other stuff. But pretty much you're going to be able to see the revenue that's coming in the company and the money that's going out of the company. Because it's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you keep, right? And I'm going to be able to see your revenue sources. Where are you getting your money from, right? The cash flow statement. It's going to give me a picture of a date, and it's broken down into three sections. Operational, investing, and financing. Operational, how much money do you generate from just doing business? Investing, what are you doing with this money? Are you selling stocks? Are you selling bonds? Are you borrowing money? What are you doing? How are you financing your operations? Investing. Number two was investing. That's pretty much telling me what you're doing with the company's money. Number three, maybe I got mixed up with it, was financing. The financing, I can tell if you're buying your own stocks back, you're selling your own stocks, or whatever you're doing, right? And it's always a good idea when a company is buying its own stocks, because it's taking less money in the pool and it's boosting up the stock price. Number four, we talked about debt. These are all fundamentals. Business may change, fundamentals stay the same, right? Fundamentals tell you what to buy. Technical tell you when to buy. So learning the fundamentals, it tells you what to buy. You're just waiting on the technical data to tell you when to buy it, right? So right now, debt that's in the company. How much debt is in the company? You can learn this from the balance sheet, looking at the long-term debt. Also, you can learn, you can look at it on the income statement in interest expense. A lot of times, interest expense is a correlation to how much debt a company has, because that's how much interest is paying back. So now you got the debt. Number five, cash, baby, cash. How much cash you got on hand? You can look at this on the balance sheet. The balance sheet will tell you the total current assets, cash, and equivalents. Why total current assets is so important? Current assets mean things that can be turned into cash within 12 months or less. So now why that's important? Because if times got hard, when I look at your debt, of course, Microsoft is going to have more debt than Prince Dykes. It's a way bigger company. But when you can use ratios, I should have made that in my subtopic. Ratios, when you use ratios, what is your cash to debt ratio? What is your net income to debt ratio? Yes, you have a lot of debt, but does it correlate to how much cash you have? Because yes, Uber has more debt than Lyft, but Uber is way bigger and make more money than Lyft. So now you have to do ratios. You got to use the current asset ratio. There's so many different ratios. I'll probably do that on my next video. But anyway, this was my latest book that y'all guys saw, guys and girls saw me post. And I always talk about financial statements, understanding financial statements better and better. You can get the financial statements from the SEC.gov, SEC.gov. Or if you have E-Trade, you can look up a lot of financial statements. But the bad thing with E-Trade is E-Trade only shows you, it doesn't tell you the numbers. For prime example, when you look at the number, it'll look like 3,500. It doesn't tell you if that number is in millions or thousands, which is huge, a huge difference. So that's one of the downsides looking at it in E-Trade and TD Ameritrade. So I go to SEC.gov. I can get the financial statements. I'm pretty sure they're, oh, you can also go to the company's website under investor relationships, and you can look at the balance sheet. You can look at the income statement. You can look at the cash flow. Those are the bread and butter of a company. And if you learn those things, you learn the ratios, you learn how to compare financial statements to another, it doesn't matter what the market is doing, because the market can get away from financial statements, but they always come back. Fundamentals. It's just like basketball. When you see people playing basketball, they want to get out there and learn how to, you know, do all the fancy moves behind the back, Harlem Gold, try to stuff. Be like, hey, listen, first, you got to learn how to dribble, learn the basics. You got to learn how to get on the block. You got to learn the fundamentals. So it's like any part of the game. You got to learn the fundamentals, because the fundamentals never change. All the athletic people that's playing football and basketball, guess what? When they're in training camp, they're doing the basics. They're doing the route tree. They're doing the basics. So in the finance world, in the investing world, the basics are the fundamentals. Knowing how to read and interpret financial statements. Because when you make an investment, look at it as you're buying a whole company. Looking at the state of, let's look at, you know what? I was hoping Wayne Sutton was going to come on here, because every episode I come on, he's always coming on my Facebook Live. And he always says, Prince, I want you to look into Nokia, right? So I did look into it slightly, not heavily. I looked into it slightly. And I learned that Nokia had a market cap, if I'm not mistaken, of $18 billion, if I wrote that correctly. $18 billion. That's bad. You know, you barely can read your own writing. But that's $18 billion, right? But it was number four in this particular sector. Number one was Cisco. Number two was Eric, E-R, I can't remember the company. That's the stock symbol, E-R-I-C. And number three was Motorola, right? So, okay, Nokia is number four, and it's trading for $3. Why is it trading for $3? Why is it number four? You go inside of it, you'll see Nokia is netting losses for the last few years. Why is it netting losses? Why isn't it in losses? Why can't it get right? But Cisco, why won't I buy Cisco? Cisco is a profitable company. Cisco has, you know, is way bigger. It's the top of the industry. I haven't looked deep into it. But those are just a simple thing. What I have to look at the finances and then look at each company. Compare Cisco to Nokia, right? Now, let's see, you guys, let me get some of your questions or comments. James Moore said, great info. Thank you, James. Facebook says, Facebook says great. But yes, these are things that it took me years to learn. It took me years to learn. You know, I was just buying stocks off of reports. Before I was buying them, I was just buying things that I heard of. And if the stock went up, I said, oh, it was a good investment. Not knowing that it could be the worst thing that could happen in investing is you make money off of a bad trade. I would buy a stock. Oh, I heard of Nike. You ever go buy Nike? Haven't looked at Nike. Haven't compared it to its competitors. Don't know the finances. I knew nothing about the financial reports. I would kind of see them, but I would just read what the media would say. The media, you know, what really changed me is when I started to meet people in the media and I started to meet the journalists that was writing for these big major platforms. And I was like, wow, well, where they get this information from? And I started getting that information. I started to see where they're getting information from, and they were just giving an interpretation and putting it on major platforms. It was up to the investor to learn to read financial reports, financial statements, because as the world changed, the fundamentals remain the same. Business is business. No matter how fancy a business wants to get, look at SpaceX and all these other fancy companies that are out there that are going to come by and fly by. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? As these companies fly by, they're still going to have a balance sheet. They're still going to have an income statement. They're still going to have a cash flow statement. They're still going to have money in the bank. And you got to learn the fundamentals. So many people have got all these. They got a 20-day moving average, a 50-day moving average. They got all type of candlesticks, all type of fancy stuff all over their charts, but they don't even know what's the revenue of the company. They don't even know that. They don't even know that Hertz or Nokia was a net and a loss for the last 5 quarters, right? The reason why you don't know that, because you don't look at the finances. You don't know the fundamentals. Understand the fundamentals. And for the people that are just coming in, I'm going to let y'all know. We went through the balance sheets that tells you the assets and the liabilities. We went through the income statements that's telling you the total revenue. Telling you what's coming in and out. The cash flow statement where we can look at the money that's flowing in cash from operations. The money that's flowing in and out from investments. The money that's flowing in and out from financing, right? How much debt does that company have? How much cash does that company have? Knowing how to do the ratios. What is the cash to debt ratio? Yes, this company has more debt, but what is, yes, compare Walmart. How much debt does Walmart have compared to Target? And why does it have debt? Why does it have so much more debt compared to Target? These are questions you got to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen. These are questions you got to ask yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, that's going to conclude today's episode. I hope you guys and girls got something out of it. Don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And I did drop the link for the people that's catching this on Facebook Live for my latest book on financial statements. If you want to grab a book or whatnot, I just got it not too long ago. I'm peeling into it and looking at it. It's pretty good. A lot of information I already knew, but I like to have information where I can scroll down. If you want something for free, email me at prince@childrensfinancialliteracy.com, and I will send you a PDF. It's like 500 pages. Everything you want to know about financial statements, so you can look at them and start to understand and start to interpret. So you're not just buying a stock because of what somebody said and what you heard, and you're not basing the good investment because of the price is going up. Because I've seen plenty of companies go up, then come right back down. Remember GoPro? There are plenty of companies that went up and it went back down. You don't know why it's going down, but guess what? I can sleep easy at night if I know and understand the financial statements. All right? Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Prince Dykes. This is the Investor Show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.